Medicom Medical Publishers produces peer-reviewed reports and highlights on major medical meetings. We bring the Congress to the physician.
Hi, welcome. Today we interview Professor Richard Deckhouser from Nijmegen, the Netherlands. He's a professor of pulmonary diseases, and he discusses the top presentations at the European Respiratory Society 2021 annual meeting. Enjoy!
Dear colleagues, as expected, the European Respiratory Society meeting of 2021 was held online again due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But again, numerous speakers have been able to present the most recent updates in important areas of pulmonary diseases. And I would like to highlight some of these studies and findings. Of course, we start with the COVID-19 studies. Now, the interpretation of a negative SARS-CoV PCR test can be difficult because of its low sensitivity. So COVID-19 suspected patients with increased inflammation markers are at an increased risk of having a first false negative PCR test. That means in practice that the diagnosis should not only rely on a PCR test, but also on inflammatory markers such as platelet counts, CRP, clinical presentations, and the findings from other tests, such like a chest CT scan. Another important finding was that we know that months after infection with COVID, some patients still are suffering from fatigue. And in a recent study, severe fatigue was not or even negatively related with disease severity. So even patients with mild symptoms showed fatigue up to 10 months after initial infection. Another finding in the COVID patients is that many elderly patients are, of course, at a high risk for COVID-19, but in fact, significant morbidity was also seen in younger patients. Heart disease is certainly considered as a baseline risk factor, but other predictors are hypoxemia, the enzyme LDH, lymphocytes and count. These are predictors of a poor evaluation, and in contrast, anosmia and chestrain were associated with a better prognosis. Now for something else, in COPD patients, we know that intense livestock production has been associated with health risks. So exposure to livestock farm emissions may lead to poor outcomes. Recent data have shown that residential exposure to the livestock-emitted endotoxin was linked to increased species richness in COPD patients. So basically, this means that if you are taking the history of a COPD patients with, let's say, recurrent infections or an exacerbations, you have to take into account the environment and perhaps living close to a livestock production farm. Now, going from COPD to infants of mothers who are exposed to higher air pollution during pregnancy may have reduced lung function development. And significant negative associations during the second trimester of the pregnancy were found between air pollution and postnatal lung function. In fact, also these preterm infants showed significant higher susceptibility to air pollution exposure, leading to impaired postnatal lung function. And this has also a clinical implication. If you talk with adult patients with airflow limitation, we always ask about if they were preterm, but now we also have to ask about in which environment they were living while not born yet. Finally, about asthma, we know that it is quite difficult in clinic to distinguish severe asthma from severe uncontrolled asthma. And we had the hope that biomarkers could help to distinguish patient subgroups to guide therapeutic strategies. But in a recent study, the novelty study, markers such as blood eosinophils, the exhaled nitric oxide, and atopy history did not distinguish between severe asthma and severe uncontrolled asthma. So that really means that we have to focus again on factors contributing to severe uncontrolled asthma before we think that there is really a case of a very severe intrinsic asthma where biologicals, etc., are indicated. In summary, this report outlines the most significant advancements discussed at the ERS conference. So we hope that you will enjoy reading this conference report. And I would say stay healthy and kind regards